2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
You know what you are?
What?
You're difficult.
Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL, a limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey.
Hey, I don't want to totally diss on our list of outrageously expensive virtual camps that your kids could go to this summer, including little medical school. I'm trying to figure out who's going to pay $120 a week. And by the way, the ages are 6 to 12. $120 a week to attend little medical school. And I think that's taking advantage of moms and dads who think, oh, obviously my kid is going to be a doctor and they're smart enough to be on track. So let me just go ahead and fast track them into medical school real quick, into the little medical school. But the United States Tennis Association, the USTA, has a virtual camp for all ages. And they have it's called Net Generation Tennis at Home program. You'll find tennis tips, fun activities, and tennis-themed educational content to keep everyone in the family mentally and physically active. Your USTA is also conducting weekly live workouts every Friday, 100% free. So that I look at and I go, oh, if my kids were interested in that, that would be amazing. But that's the only one that I found that was actually free on the list.
Yeah. So
there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to do a little bit of couples therapy.
Oh, yeah.
As we do this, mm-hmm. we want to remind you that neither Alex nor I are mental health professionals. And on Wednesday, we will have a real mental health professional with us, Dr. Matt, who is an actual
psychologist.
Okay. Yeah. And so he's going to be with us. He's going to be taking questions from the crowd. So
he's an actual
brain doctor. Right. So he is going to be taking questions from the crowd. Email us nightside@ksl.com. If you have a question or concern that you want addressed by Matt, we will strip it of personal information and hopefully give you a little bit of help. And also maybe someone else out there listening will be going through something similar and will hear the advice for you and be able to apply it themselves.
That's right.
So,
but for the layperson's version of it, we're going to do therapy. We're going to do couples therapy right now.
Living, laughing, and tough love. Cuddle up with that special someone for some Nightside couples therapy.
All right. Millard.
Yeah.
You cuddled up?
I'm all cuddled up.
So here's the question, and you can always hit us with your anecdotal version of how to handle things at 575-00. Let me see here. I was looking at this, Ethan, and I thought, okay, you're seeing a lot of states loosen up when it comes to restrictions in each state, and I would still encourage everybody to follow Ethan's approach of wearing a mask and accusing strangers of having COVID randomly in public. So that's always good. So just make sure and stay with that theme of being out there. Mm-hmm. I will say that I live in a yellow part of the state. Ethan, you? Are you yellow? Yeah, you're yellow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed anybody taking yellow and saying, all right, we're done, I'm done, and going full on, no masks, no, not caring anymore?
Yeah, for sure.
We've had it in my neck of the woods as well. And I would just say that level yellow is still encouraging the masks, and I would encourage everybody to wear it. But in the meantime, this, don't wear a mask with that loved one, though, at home, all right? Even though she might insist, Ethan, that even at home you're supposed to be wearing the mask.
Is that what's happening to you, Alex?
I just found out last night that that we didn't technically have to wear our masks at home. Just me, which I thought was very weird anyway in the first place, but I'm still moving forward with it. So here we go. Ethan, here's number one on going back to normal, or almost normal, on these states that are loosening up during quarantine, as we come out of quarantine, bringing back date night. Now, if date night didn't really exist for you, perfect time for you to reset and say, you know what, it's been so fun to actually get to know you over the last few weeks in quarantine, and now I want to take you on a date. It says meet up in the backyard or on the balcony, dress in your finest if you wish. Maybe have a drink together. Non-alcoholic is fine.
I'm too slow old dance, for this idea.
Will you stop? You need this more than anybody.
Oh, do I?
Play charades or a board game. Try to keep the conversation light, Ethan.
Here's the thing.
I've actually been on the other side of the phone when your wife is like, stop talking about politics.
I'm not. So I don't have what you would call like elegant clothes.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you wear
I don't.
Them all the time. You wear a coat and tie all the time.
Yeah, but that's not like date night clothes.
But what is elegant clothing?
Okay,
then? What does that mean? What do you mean, like a nice tracksuit? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Just think about it. Think about it, all right? You could look at some well-dressed people at a restaurant,
something,
and you could identify,
tails.
Okay, this guy got dressed up for his date night. This guy came straight from work, you know, and that's me. Do I wear nice clothes to work? Sure, I wear a shirt and tie and a jacket.
Yeah, but if I saw a shirt
stuff,
and tie at a restaurant, I wouldn't say that guy just got off work. I would say that guy's dressed up for a date. That's what I would say.
I feel like I can tell the difference.
Okay.
Here's a guy. Okay, that guy's out for a special night. That guy's an accountant who came straight from work. I feel like I can tell the difference.
All right, so date night. So there you go. Ethan, cut each other some slack a little bit more than usual, okay? Find compassion for yourself and your partner. Listen up. You're already shooting all this down because you have a problem. All right?
You want me to cut you some slack? Is that what you're saying?
Don't rush to judge the quality of your relationship right now because now's not a good time.
That's good advice. That's
okay.
Good advice.
Prioritize your alone time. Stay-at-home orders for a lot of folks have forced them together. So it turns out that, so as it says here in this article, be understanding of your partner's needs of some time with a book, a video game, Ethan. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some earbuds to listen to music. My wife the other day she put the headphones in, and I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? She's like, listen to my ebook. As she was walking around the house, and I said, okay, she doesn't want to talk. Perfect. There you go. I don't know what number four means, Ethan. Practice self-care together? Is that give each other a bath? What is that?
Yeah, you know, you got to take care of yourselves. Could I say this? So my alone time is video games.
Yeah, that's why I said a video game, yeah.
And I've been playing Call of Duty Warzone, the Modern Warfare Warzone.
Do you still connect with your brothers?
Yeah, a variety of people.
Okay.
But I actually won a Warzone game over the weekend.
Oh,
first
you did?
Time ever.
Is
yeah.
that good? You won a Warzone game.
I've never done it.
I assume that like there was a lot of winning and losing over, like in a lot.
Yeah,
over
but
a
it's
weekend.
But you know there'll be, you know, in any average game there'll be, you know, 100, 150 players, and so to come out on top.
Oh,
yeah,
so you won the whole thing.
Yeah. We had a little team. We had a squad of three, and we won the whole thing.
Look at you.
And I just really appreciated having the coronavirus so that I could work on that important
skill.
Hey, send
your congratulatory text of Ethan winning that video game over the weekend.
Hey, look, I'm not like a video game professional.
No,
I went into work...
holding your head up a little bit higher.
Yeah. And because I work with a couple of guys that play this game. Like, you guys, I won. I won Warzone over the weekend.
Oh, so
and,
they knew. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and then
I
my colleagues
all,
oh,
people
yeah,
in the face.
That's awesome.
Good.
We won over the weekend, too, like four or five times.
All right, see? Then you get brought right back down to earth. We're taking the break here. When we come back, We've got a bad, better, best. Stories from the COVID times that are bring the worst and the best out of us here in human nature. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.